Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Following the unexpected meal in the Grand Vizier's home, Jacob's sons had left with a new supply of grain, but also, unknown to them, with their double payment and Joseph's cup in Benjamin's sack. Stopped just outside the city by the royal guard, the men are so sure of their innocence they say, quote, "With whomever of your servants it is found, let him die, and we also will be my lord's slaves." Genesis 44, verse 9. What is their horror, then, when Benjamin's sack is opened to reveal the silver cup? Back to Joseph's house they go, totally demoralized, quote, "And they fell before him on the ground," verse 14. Here they were, experiencing the hopeless despair of their brother in the pit, in the caravan, in the slave market, and in the prison. But then Joseph refuses the older son's offer to be his slaves, saying he just wants one, Benjamin. Now what Joseph had hoped for happens. Judah, the one who led them in selling him, pleads for his father and his grief if Benjamin doesn't return. He offers himself to be enslaved instead. Joseph is overwhelmed and commands the room to be cleared except for his family. Then, "I am Joseph." Stunned silence. "Please come near to me," he says. They come near, and he continues, quote, "Do not be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." Chapter 45, verses 3 to 5. They can't believe their ears or their eyes. Listen to these words, dripping with grace, quote, "God sent me before you to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God." Verses 7 and 8. What a sample of what every sinner receives when by faith we come to the cross. Though guilty of Christ's death, he does not hold it against us, but forgives us, and through that death offers us eternal life.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.